Blog Talk Radio.
Meet me a fly boy. What a got me one for every occasion. One black, Puerto Rican, one Asian. I got me one, got me one. I got me one, I need a fly boy. I got one who say fuck them haters. Stay fly and stay getting paid. I got me one, got me one. Get up. My heels when I'm with him. Plus the girls like him cause he's 6'6 and slim. And my boy Carlos, he my freaking Puerto Rican. I hit him up late nights or on the weekend. Guarantee he eating, he satisfied my beeping. I think he got a girl, so me and him we be creeping. And Steven, he my hustling homie. Love it when I come around, he be all up on me. If I need a couple dollars, he gon' bless the Louis. Take me on shopping sprees, keep me laced in Gucci. And Rudy, yeah, he work 9 to 5, and when he get off, I'm the first thing on his mind. Friday payday, he hitting my line. We roof christening it, he keep me sipping fine wine.
Got me one for every occasion. One black, Puerto Rican, one Asian. I got me one, got me one. I got me one, I need a fly boy. Got one who say fuck them haters. Stay fly and stay getting paper. I got me one, got me one.
He the shit, little daddy a doctor. That little nigga rich. Anything that I ask for, I bet he go and get. Me and him, we close. I got him sold like a stick. And Yang, he own a couple stores. Hang my posters on his doors. Keep him begging, wanting more. He my biggest promoter, so I take him on my tour. He got him loving me in China, so him I adore. And Mike, I bring him to my shows. He more laid back and don't be flirting with them whores. Bring a lot of niggas out, sit in the front row. He know all of my words, yeah, that's why he got chose. And Peter, he my little cooch eater. Get him drunk and wild out in his new two-seater. I love to see him rock a new white beater. Give me sick dum-dum, I guess that's why they get a keep him.
Got me one for every occasion. One black, Puerto Rican, one Asian. I got me one, got me one. I got me one, got me a fly boy. Got one who say fuck them haters. Stay fly and stay getting paper. I got me one, got me one. I got me one, got me a fly boy.
Hey, where my fly boys at? If you getting paper, where my fly boys at? All around the world, where my fly boys at? Where my fly boys at? Where my fly boys at? Yeah, where my fly boys at? If you getting paper, where my fly boys at? All around the world, where my fly boys at? Where my fly boys at? Where my fly boys at? Where my fly boy? Where my fly boys at? Where my fly boy? Where my fly boys at? Where my fly boy? Where my fly boy? Where my fly boy? Where my fly boys at?
Yeah, y'all already know what it is. We're Mr. 8K, OG Radio. Y'all already know what it is. Y'all know what we about to do, man. Y'all tuned in to OG Radio. Y'all already know what we do, man. Play some of the hottest hits from everywhere, man. That's just Chicago. Everywhere, man. And tonight is my takeover show featuring you can follow her at Get Her From The Go or Go Get Her. Y'all can follow her at Get Her From The Go. You know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to her. Been my number one artist for 3 weeks in a row. So this is her takeover. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, like I said, I play all her music. And unfortunately, due to her, you know what I'm saying, doing what she does. And granted, in her, man, I'm not going to be able to get that interview. But I do have, you know what I'm saying, some play from her. I'm still going to hold it down for it. She still did her thing, you know. People always calling and supporting, you know, the track, everything, you know. So what we're going to do right now is into a couple of tracks, you know, and we're going to keep it rolling. All right, it's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. Let's go.
Need me a fly boy. Where they at?
Got me one for every occasion. One black, Puerto Rican, one Asian. I got me one, got me one. I got me one, I need a fly boy. Got one who say fuck them haters. Say fly and stay getting paid.
Yeah.
Got me one, got me one.
Yeah.
Got me one, got me one. Got me a fly boy.
He play ball, real tall with big feet. I can wear my heels when I'm with him. Plus the girls like him cause he's 6'6 and slim. And my boy Carlos, he my freaking Puerto Rican. I hit him up late nights or on the weekend. Guarantee he eating, he satisfy my beefing. I think he got a girl for me and him, we be creeping. And Steven, he my hustling homie. Love it when I come around, he be all up on me. If I need a couple dollars, he gon' bless the Louis. Take me on shopping sprees, keep me laced in Gucci. And Rudy, yeah, he working 9 to 5. And when he get off, I'm the first thing on his mind. Friday payday, he hitting my line. Be Ruth Christian, if you keep me sipping fine wine. Cause I
got me one for every occasion. One black, Puerto Rican, one Asian. I got me one, got me one. I got me one, got me a fly one. Got one who say fuck them haters. Say fly and stay getting paper. I got me one, got me one.
He the shit, little daddy a doctor. That little nigga rich. Anything that I ask for, I bet he go and get me. And him, we close. I got him sold like a stick. And Yang, he own a couple stores. Hang my posters on his door. Keep him begging, wanting more. He my biggest promoter, so I take him on my tour. He got him loving me in China, so him I adore. And my bring him to my shows. He more laid back and don't be flirting with them whores. Bring a lot of niggas out, sit in the front row. He know all of my words, yeah, that's why he got chose. And Peter, he my little cooch eater. Get him drunk and wild out in his new two-seater. I love to see him rock a new wife beater. Give me sick dumb. I guess that's why they get a keeper.
Got me one for every occasion. One black, Puerto Rican, one Asian. I got me one, got me one. I got me one, got me a fly boy. Got one who say fuck them haters. Say fly and stay getting paper. I got me one, got me one. I got me one, got me a fly boy.
Hey, where my fly boys at? If you getting paper, where my fly boys at? All around the world, where my fly boys at? Where my fly boys at? Where my fly boys at? Yeah, where my fly boys at? If you getting paper, where my fly boys at? All around the world, where my fly boys at? Where my fly boys at? Where my fly boys at? Where my fly boys? Where my fly boys at? Where my fly boys? Where my fly boys at? Where my fly boys? Where my fly boys? Where my fly boys? Where my fly boys at?
Jumping.
We got the hood.
Jumping.
We got the block. The radio.
Jumping.
They won't stop. Going up and down.
Jumping.
Cause this shit high. Got them.
Jumping.
We got the hood.
Jumping.
We got the block.
Jumping.
The radio.
Jumping.
They won't stop. Going up and down.
Jumping.
Cause this shit high. Got them.
Jumping.
We got the hood,
jumping.
We got the block,
jumping.
The radio,
jumping.
mixing X be that bread boy. Fifth be that winning team, pumping up like steroids. Bubble like some damn beans and make it hit like asteroids. I was born a blaze of stage, now tell it to your tabloids. 2 years of rap fiend for 8, 12, and 16. 31 flavors, just a sweet like some ice cream. This a greasy takeover, so I can drop no hangover. Put me anywhere, watch me take it to the bank owner. Jumping is my middle name, rock and roll, no hall of fame. Welcome to the house of pain, where these bitches can't be tamed. Yeah, I'm the best at it, smoking like a crack addict. And every time I touch the face, they jump like some jackrabbits.
We got the hood, we got the block, the radio, they won't stop. Going up and down, cause this shit high, got em.
Drop it.
We got the hood, we got the block, the radio, they won't stop. Going up and down, cause this shit high, got em.
Drop it.
I do my little ducky on these bitches, that's my money band. Carry so much bass, you would've thought I had a marching band. I don't need no referees, I don't need no mascots. I came to get it popping, keep it jumping, this is my block. Yeah, this that bang music, make them go insane music. They hear me on the radio, now they there cause they ain't do it. She gon' get it done, go get her, go get it too.
I kill it when the beat drops. Get it, got the streets locked. I got them jumping up and down like they fucking feet hot. Juices on the track, we go. Flow cold, Eskimo. X bless me with the track, now get her about to blow.
We got the hood, we got the block, the radio, they won't stop. Going up and down, cause this shit high, got them.
Drop it.
We got the hood, we got the block. The radio, they won't stop. Going up and down, cause this shit high, got 'em.
Drop it.
Yeah, y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK. OG Radio, man. Y'all already know what we do, man. I know we got on deck. You know, I play some of the hottest music from everywhere, man. And then I do like to take time out and thank all the people that do support my show, man, because, like I said, I just want to let people know, man, it's hard work going into this, you know, this show. And you know, I know my time is not the best timing, but due to the fact that I have great fans, a great team, OGNT, OG Radio, and they really do support me, you know what I'm saying, our movement and everything that we're doing. You know, this ain't me by myself, man. It's a whole team of us. And I appreciate y'all, man. I really do, you know. And if you've been tuning into your radios or wherever you been at, everybody know, you know, everybody doing their Biggie tributes. And you know what I'm saying, if I had some music to play from Biggie, I would have downloaded it and played it. But honestly, I feel like all the radios, major radio stations have, you know, did their job and held their business. You know what I'm saying? I did want to pay my respects to Big, but I mean, pay my respects to Big, you know, because, you know, one of my favorite artists too. But all the major radio stations, a couple other internet stations are doing their thing. And me, you know, being the person I am, you know what I'm saying, I always represent for the underground artists. And I do remember, I just want to give out memories of being, I do remember watching, you know what I'm saying, when I was coming up watching The Box. You know, that was like one of the one of the like real, not even say low budget, but real independent shows, or it wasn't picked up by a major, you know, the TV station was kind of their own thing. And I saw Biggie on there for the first time, you know, I really didn't know who he was. It's this big dude, but through that flow, through that rhyme. And then from there, man, I just seen him take off, man. I was young, but I seen him take off, man. Like I said, I love this game. I love this music. So seeing Big at that early stage of, you know, The Box and just rapping, you know what I'm saying, because that's what he wanted to do, you know what I'm saying, even though he was, everybody seen the movie, the toys, you know, he was doing another life, but at the same time, he developed that passion and that love for the music. And honestly, I do feel like that is the one part that is missing in the game. I feel like it's a lot of people out here that are just doing it because they see other people doing it, or just, you know, see what this brings, and they want to do it, and they don't love to do it. You know what I'm saying? They don't like to do it. You know, if they don't put the time, the blood, sweat, and tears into it, and you're starting to hear it in their music, you know, it's just some stuff that's washed over or whatever like that. But like I said, for Big, what made me really like Big was because he told stories, man. Not to say no other rapper did that, but it's just Biggie's, you know, his charisma, you know what I'm saying, style, that really, you know what I'm saying, made him who he was. And me, I definitely respect Big for what he was doing. Big really held it down, and you know what I'm saying, the show, like I said, a lot of artists, man, I feel like don't get back to that, you know what I'm saying, what made you hot, you know what I'm saying, they don't do that, keep that same hunger, you know, I reflect everything from sports now to basketball, sports and the entertainment business is like almost the same, everybody know the same, ball players want to be rappers want to be ball players, but, you know, a lot of times, these artists, you know, some of them got into sports, some of them play ball, you know, high school, you know, college, semi-pro, whatever. And you got to think, like, most of these artists, you know what I'm saying, did play some type of recreational controlled environment sport. You know, with me being who I am, man, honestly, I was like, man, you know, I have to support my city. You know what I'm saying? I have to, you know. I'm from Chicago, you know, I represent Chicago, that's what they did in Mudville all day. But at the same time, I do respect, pay my respects to Big. So, I mean, you know, it was only right for me to just play a lot of Chicago artists right now, man. Not because, you know what I'm saying, whatever was going on, it was like, you know, I have nothing against the radio, honestly, trust me, I don't. But at the same time, I heard the same song within 2 minutes of each other. So, I mean, it ain't, they fuck, it's just, that's what it is, that's what they got to roll with. But like I said, man, I'm really going to, you know, doing what I do. But I'm finna go ahead and get back into some more music, because that's what y'all really want. So, y'all stay tuned for that. Then I'm going to give y'all run down all the artists that I'm going to go into and play and support, you know what I'm saying? So, right now, y'all tune in with Mr. OG Radio, man, y'all know what it is, man, let's go.
My name is Marcus Love, and I'd like to be the first to introduce you to something new. We like to call it rap music. Got my boy Rogers Charles, and we're going to give it to you like this. Fresh. Get him. Yeah. Yeah. Duty to shed light. Maybe God the lost of what's right, but sometimes distracted by what's bright, lose sight of my purpose. The reason I rap, to bring together people, let knowledge feed you. We all equal. Remember, the hood the devil's teacher. We need to learn, cause the world evil. Gotta survive and then call to the heavens and hope that God will lead you. Through the valley of the shadow of death, crooks and scams, thieves, singing that a blam blam. And take what you work for, reservoir dogs. but them dogs ain't a wolf. Better watch them or your life took. You can see them slobbing at the mouth waiting. Don't slip, they can smell shook. In this land where the blind kill the wise vision, I'm still optimistic. Yeah. My mission is to revive that lost art when you get used to speak, but not that boring sh- Everybody on your feet. This is celebration, hip hop 40 years deep. I carry on tradition, lyrics I lace with wisdom. But let me slow down a little bit so you can feel them. Your homeboys, I don't feel them. I'm the best in my state, hungry enough to chew bone till my jaw break. You think it's fake, but this verse ain't about that. I'm breaking barriers, we all bonded by rap. Whether you snap fingers or bob to the track, white or black, rap music, America soundtrack. In fact, the world feelers, they rapping in Japan. Nobody can kick that dish like. Like we can overcome obstacles. Music is the launching pad. Don't need money to show you what I'm good at. Yeah. Yeah.
Did that track right there from my boy Mel Mayhem. I already know what it is, man. It's a ghetto story. Like I heard Mel was talking about my man Biggie, you know, they celebrated his death. And me, I'm really just, you know, going back on some of the stuff I remember, you know what I'm saying, when I was growing up listening and family music and who was hot and who was relevant. And honestly, one thing I can honestly say about, you know what I'm saying, like, the only thing I want to say, but I don't like to say, is that every other area, even though they had their inside beef, like New York, you know what I'm saying, it was probably cats who didn't like each other in New York, whatever like that, but even though it took the lives of two of the greatest, you know what I'm saying, artists to do it, Biggie and Tupac, when, you know what I'm saying, when West Coast, East Coast was beefing, all the other beef stopped in New York and California against each other. And they was beefing with the West Coast and the East Coast artists were beefing. East Coast artists was like, man, you know what, from the East Coast, we're going to stick together. The West Coast artists were virtually the same. So my thing is, man, that's kind of crazy the way I think about Chicago music, period. It's like, if it was ever a time where it was our city versus another city, where we banding, where we come together, you know what I'm saying, trying to do, you know what I'm saying, even if it's a contest or battle or something like that. When Chicago come together as a team and really, you know, hold it down and do what we're supposed to do and you know, be backing each other up and try to win this thing, or we just hate on each other just to get on. I honestly do wonder stuff like that, man, you know, if it can't push, came to shove. And, you know, I just look at music in general and I do see, like, which cities, what areas support each other. What cities and what areas you be like, man, I hope you get on. You ain't going to get on with my help. But, you know what I'm saying? That's just another thought I have. Right now, I'm going to turn over to my correspondent, you know what I'm saying? My co-anchor for my, you know, talk. You know what I'm saying? For my, you know, what I'm tripping on. My girl, Lauren. So, y'all already know what it is. What up with it?
Hey, what up? About Biggie and Tupac, you know, I mean, first of all, you know, rest in peace, dude. I ain't had no issue with him, you know, and a lot of people had a discussion with him, see Biggie and Tupac. Me, I feel like they was different levels in the game, so I can't really conclude who was the best MC, because both of the men, in my opinion, was great at the art that they were doing. But the truth is, has anybody ever sat back and thought about this, that think about it, Biggie and Tupac was alive. Lil Wayne wouldn't exist, Jay-Z, T.I., Gucci Mane, name them. They wouldn't exist right now.
I don't know about all of them, but I mean, some of them probably wouldn't. They wouldn't survive. But honestly, by default, honestly, you had to say Jay would still be relevant because Big took Jay.
He would be as hot as he is.
It don't matter what you're saying, but at the same time, it don't matter. I mean, like I said, look at some of these artists that's relevant now. I mean, we not talking about if Biggie and them were still alive. We talking about the heavy hitters that's out here right now, and we just talking about the people that's relevant. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, some of these artists wouldn't even be relevant, let alone, you know what I'm saying, be on point if either one of them. I mean, you honestly can't say none of these artists would be here because the generation we got right now. Them same kids probably wouldn't be like, you know, still be on that Soulja Boy, still be on this little, you know, all the dance craze that was coming out.
Yeah, and Tupac, they set you got to understand, they set the protocol for the game, how it was supposed to go.
I mean, I know that. I mean, it was still stuff that was coming out, like the cats from, like OutKast, how they were sounding. They was coming out at the same time Biggie and them was, as you want to say, not at their peak, but, you know, the hottest two rappers out here. And people was booing them. People weren't respecting them. But, you know, I'm still bringing it back to, you know what I'm saying, supporting your team. They team stayed with them. Them team supported them. Even when the East Coast and the West Coast booed these cats at the Source Awards or whatever awards it was. But it just, just because being part of the team, I honestly sit back and believe that some of these artists probably wouldn't be like, oh, that's the hottest, oh, that's hot, but they'd still be relevant because of these kids. You can't predict these kids is going to automatically listen to Tupac and Biggie. You can't predict that these kids is going to, you know, really learn and pay attention to, you know, Biggie or Tupac's rhymes. So, you know.
Every everybody like Tupac. Tupac was like Michael Jackson of the hip hop game. Come on. Everybody like Tupac. Come on.
I know
he still loved Tupac, and he did.
I was up to everybody like Tupac. Everybody
back in a minute. Come on, G. We still love that man, Tupac.
I never said we didn't. But I'm saying is you know how the game evolves. No matter what happens, the game evolves. Like, I mean, you know.
The game didn't evolve. The game devolved.
Case, everybody would still be rapping like Tupac and Biggie if they would just had a lock on it like that. Every single artist would sound like Biggie and Pac if they had it held down like that. That's why
the game devolved. It didn't evolve. I gotta be real. It went down.
I'm not saying it went up, but it definitely changed. Not for the better, but I mean, money wise, yes. Far as lyrics and delivery and stage presence and far as moving the crowd and telling the story, being a real MC, because you know most cats call themselves rappers. A lot of cats don't realize, oh, you're a rapper. I mean, you just say words that rhyme together that sound good. An MC controls the crowd the whole night. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The MC controls the crowd the whole night. You know what I'm saying? The DJ just spins the records. And the artist is the master of ceremonies.
Right.
There's no more master of ceremonies right now. They're just guys getting up there, oh, this sounds good, that sounds right. But being MC. Well, they don't want to be in that category.
Oh, Zeph is one. Lupe is one. Charlie Kweli is one. Need I say more?
I'm just saying that, you know, all them artists got to work harder to be relevant because of the era we in. Some of these people done brainwashed these kids to, you know, basically say they, we ain't got to make sense. I'm just saying, but I feel what you're saying, though. You know what I'm saying? The game has changed. I wouldn't say it took a dive, but I really honestly will say it did change. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, look at all the artists that's relevant that everybody want to be like and want to sound like. The artists that, you know what I'm saying, that really be spitting it, that really got, you know, they really got something to say, and you... And, you know, the rapper that you can close your eyes and you can visualize everything they saying, like, what's happening, what's going on.
I got a rapper that I could do that to.
Uh-huh.
Lupe. I close my eyes and listen to that whole Lazy album.
It's not a lot of rappers out here that do that.
No, it ain't. I mean, you close your eyes and visualize. What the what's the hottest song on the radio now? What's that shit? I don't even know what's the hottest song no more. What's the hottest song on the radio now?
I wish I knew. I don't know.
Shit, Chris Brown songs. Matter of fact, Waka Flocka around the reply, make the ass clap. I mean, close their eyes and visualize what the hell he's saying. But is it of substance, what he's saying? And is it something that you really want to imagine and visualize in your mind? As a man, is that what y'all want to visualize, a woman shaking her ass in your mind?
Some of you guys will go for that.
That's because men aren't, that's because they're boys. They're not men. Because men, they don't want to visualize that. Not no real man. Not no alpha male. A boy, yeah. That's a turn on them. Is that an argument? Debate with them?
Mm-hmm.
What's the debate?
Honestly. You think of the era was going on now. Like I said, if like Biggie and them was still here, yes, they would be, you know, the two hottest rappers alive, but at the same time, these little kids is going to listen to what they want to listen to at the same time. You know what I'm saying? These kids are going to do and say what they want to. You know, so.
Oh, yeah, everybody's
going to
do and say what they want to.
Right, but honestly, I do feel what you're saying, though. Like I said, I feel like they make it harder for all these. I don't even want to call them contact rappers. these MCs to make it because they're like, oh, you know, ain't nobody moving to their music, ain't nobody doing this. It ain't about that when you doing these, you know, black music and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever you want to call it, you know, I'm just saying, in general, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't like how they depict them. It's like, you know, let's do this too and let's do that. It's like, no, they not relevant. They not. It's like, dude, they doing what so many other rappers before you were doing for real. It was just like, I remember, you know, I do my research. You know what I'm saying? I was watching How to Be an MC. You know, I watch anything about on Fuse about doing rap music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, I'm watching it and they showing, you know, how they used to back in the day. It used to be like one dude, one or two people, unless they was a group. And they always let you know if there was a group, how many people was going to be on stage. If it was just one guy or two guys, you knew how many people was going to be on stage. Now, you got 1,500 people and two people with mics. I don't need that.
Everybody wants that shine. Who don't want that shine? You don't want that shine?
I said I didn't want it, but I mean, if I stand on stage and I shut it down lyrically, and I give you a good show, why do I need 15 of y'all to, you know, just stand behind me? That don't sound right.
That's how you feel?
Yeah.
I guess.
I'm just being real with you.
Like Jeezy with the trap and die stuff. Messed up. I can't mess with it.
I know you can't, but that's not for you.
No. It's not.
All right, for somebody that's going to listen to that.
And believe that shit. He's going to do that shit he talking about. And going to get locked up like a goofy. But he probably making tons of money still.
A lot of people sometimes do. Or, you know, literally listen to what these people are saying to do it. Or where, you know, where. And they be like, oh, I'm cool now. I'm just like Lil Wayne. Or I'm just like, you know, whatever, hottest rapper, Drake, or whoever. And it's like, it's not that serious.
Mm. Yeah. You say so, sir. You know, I'm about to argue you down.
Yeah.
Now, what you said about Drake and Lil Wayne, say that again so I can get my argument ready for you.
What I said about Drake and Lil Wayne?
You said something about them.
I mean, honestly, everybody has their own lane. But honestly, some of these people probably wouldn't make it if Tupac and Biggie were still alive. Because sometimes you have to look at, like, seriously, like, if you wanted to go back who's a hot MC, you know, they always, you got to have stage presence, you got to have a hot single and a whole nine and all that. But for me, that really puts you in that top category is when it's you, the microphone, and your DJ, and you got 1,500 people in front of you. It's like, do you rock the crowd? Do you shut it down? Or not even 1,500, just, you know, over 100, or at least 100 and something. And it's like, it's you, the mic, and that guy. What do you do? It's like, you going to shut it down? Or you going to buckle underneath the pressure? I mean, what?
I mean, Lil Wayne, they wouldn't be relevant at all if Big and Tupac was here. I'm trying to tell you, Tupac would have two Jay-Z in the way, so he would have probably had to tell Tupac, get the fuck off. Please, Big, lay off Jay-Z. Because Tupac was already telling that nigga a new asshole.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. You got to understand, the foundation these brothers laid in the 90s, they laid some serious foundation.
I know
that's why they got killed. Because them brothers were serious.
I don't know.
Hmm?
The one thing that people they talk about Tupac, you have to look at Tupac's background to understand this man's music. Do you not know this man was a Black Panther, you know what I'm saying?
Mother, I ain't know about it.
You know what I'm saying? You have to know where he come from. Be like, man, why Tupac so deep, man? Tupac a thug, why he, you know, funny? Like how Tupac used to do, like, Brenda's Got a Baby, Dear Mama, you know, tracks like that. You know what I'm saying?
Tupac wasn't no thug. I don't believe that shit.
Like, he wasn't. If you think about it, he was a Black Panther, really. And,
yeah,
I mean, like, they did stand up for what they believed in. You know, they would stand up for the reasons why we able to do or what I'm doing right now. Honestly. If you think about it, his mom was a Black Panther.
Yeah, that's why Tupac was dead, I think. He had that mouth and stood up for what he believed in, and he was fighting against the wrong people in the wrong way. So they out of his ass 9 times out of 10. Yeah, this nigga gotta go.
And like
this
I said,
too much
some,
monkey.
Thing that makes me mad, some people think that, you know, I could put Jeezy and Big in the same conversation.
What?
Yeah. No, listen to what I'm saying. Same category. You talking about RG, about trap music. He was big before he's rapping. And Big, you talk about that stuff in his rhyme. But it was just a slick way he used to word it to where he'd be like, slick. And you never really stood and thought, oh, damn, he really talking about some.
You say what?
What he was doing before he was rapping. I mean, come on, man.
He wasn't doing that. I don't believe that. Big was not doing that.
Man, I
can't believe that. I think I'm going to put you on game about Big and Tupac. Off FG. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put you on some real game. Yeah. Yeah, I really am. Like I said, them was the men. Now we got boys in the industry trying to be the men. If you look at it real talk, Biggie was hotter than Puffy.
Yeah.
He had more clout than Puffy did. That's why. Can't say too much on the radio. You know, shit happened for a reason.
Yeah,
what
I mean,
he does do for power, fame, and money is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I can say. It's a real talk. On OG Radio, I just said it to all you artists out here. What y'all gonna do for their money, power, and fame if it's in front of your face, it's crazy. But just know, God knows exactly what you're doing, OG Radio fans. So play a game if you want to. You got to play this game when it's all over with.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. All these kids getting killed, all this stuff. It's too much stuff going on. Little boy got shot in my old hood yesterday, got killed. Shame. A shame. Yeah. Basically, yeah, G.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's cracking with you, sir?
Man, we out here doing work. I mean, it ain't about me right now. Until later. Let y'all know that your boy been going on. And y'all
know. You breaking up. What you say?
Say everybody know, man. Y'all been following me on Twitter. I've been going ham. I've been going hard, I really been out here, putting my work in, my groundwork, I ain't did that in a minute, but everybody that's been following me on Twitter know I've been really, doing my job, that's my motto.
Mm.
Just doing my job, that's all I've been doing, man, part of my, my new saying, it's all about take over, that's what we're doing, the next couple of years, that's my hope. Hey, man, I'm taking over.
Hey, all the fans, this boy about to be me. All the fans, this boy about to be me.
I'm about to be what?
This man about to be a multi-millionaire by the end of this year.
Wow.
The word, all his fans, and y'all going to help us too become a multi-millionaire. We love y'all. We love all our fans.
That's not really our goal, to be multi-millionaires, but...
Well, we're going to get back to the hood.
We're putting a project together. let me know we're putting a project together to just, you know, let people know what's going on out here, man. That's what the whole goal is, just to get people awareness on stuff, you know, just to open up kids.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you. That's more of our goal, to give our community awareness on what's going on, to open up eyes to the truth and all that. So, you know, it's not all about the money, which is right. And if we did become multimillionaire, I believe that me and him, we should start real organizations and really put money into it and really build community centers and all that, like Bruce is doing over there. So, yeah, I agree with you. You got to be a philanthropist for the children, for sure.
Yeah, like I said, that's my main goal, Damien. Honestly, you know, I'm just out here just supporting. Like, I've been working hard, grinding real, real hard. I ain't sleeping like 3-4 days. But it's all.
You ain't had sex in 3 or 4 days. What?
Slept in 3 or 4 days. Look at you.
Oh, your phone's picking up. That's why I said, what? On the show?
What? But no, like I said, I just been ground. You know, and you know, you can't send to him all the time and, you know, tell him to do work. You know, I set myself out.
Yeah. Well, you need to get your rest, and I'm going to get on Gina for not telling you that.
Yeah, all right.
Because, God, we need to have you as healthy, as productive as you can be.
I know.
We can't have that,
I said, I know, I feel you.
Right, we can't have none of that. You ain't getting no sleep and no grinding. I don't want to hear that. That ain't the type of grind I like. Not the type of grind I like. And we ain't going to need to play that game. Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, it's 70 degree weather in Phoenix. Oh, man. Why do we live in Chicago, brother?
I'm used to it. I love my city.
Yeah, I'm used to it too, but shit. Sometimes you gotta get away.
Yeah, I'm going on vacation. My thing, I just want to say Chicago before I even get into my old Chicago. Because one of my boys, you know what I'm saying, that's my boy, Melo the Gutter Man. And like I said, he hit me to something real, man. Like, he was, you know what I'm saying, or something. How are you doing, you, bro?
I can't hear you
about
waking up. You
say
you hit you with something real. What?
I was like, man, you know what I'm saying? He let me know something, man, about what he's doing with his Facebook page. I guess he's going to, I don't know, delete it or whatever, however he was going to do with it. But, you know, he got 5,000 people. He's deleting people. And he was like, man, it's kind of weird how I got 5,000 followers and I don't talk to 5,000 people in a month or 3 months or whatever you want to call it. And I feel him on that because ain't no way in hell. You got 5,000 plus followers, and you talk to 5,000 followers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That don't even make sense.
I mean, I think that y'all should, if he got many followers, good. Get another page. Get more followers if you got it like that. I mean, yo, people like you evidently. They like you. They admire you if they want to add you as a friend. They gotta like you, sir. People ain't gonna just add you on Facebook, trust me. Just to add you unless they promote something. So that's good that he got 5,000 followers. Now get a Metal to Go to Man Part 2 page and get another 5,000 followers. Gain your network and add your fan base. Stay your fan base regardless. I don't care what you say. The people that he ain't talking to, they still his fan base because he still get to post on his page what he doing and all that. So anywhere it go. Even if they don't like it or whatever, they still see it and they still support it.
But like I said, man, like I said, I saw them.
I appreciate what Melo did. I read the status and he said something about he did something for people in Indiana, which I think is dope, what he did for the hurricane, tornado victims. That was dope. That's what's up. You know, sometimes his music ain't the best, you know, as far as my content level. But he does do good things, which is cool. Yeah. that really counts to do, you know, humanity, to help humanity.
Yeah, and I always tell people, first thing I do, man, I support my stand, because like I said, I've been out here, I got to say this, you know, people always say I don't tell people what I got going on, what I'm doing, but I got to say this, man, like I said, the last couple of days, like I said, I've been, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I've been hitting the streets, you know, just running around and see what people are talking about and see what's been going on, you know, artists that's doing their thing, and like I said, I was at Adriana's, and I ran into a lot of cats that, you know, I only know from, like, Facebook or, you know what I'm saying, Five Back is MySpace, and, you know what I'm saying, people that follow me on Twitter, and it was kind of weird and funny that a lot of these cats remember me, you know, doing all these open mics and running around just doing shows, open mics, and they like, man, what, you know, everybody asked me the same question, like, man, what's up? And I was like, well, man, I'm doing this radio show, man, and I'm doing some other things, too. And, you know what I'm saying, they was like, man, I remember, you know, you doing this, that, and the third, or I remember you at this open mic, and it's kind of funny to where it's like, I ain't really did nothing, like, very, very, very serious with, like, me recording or some music, but it's kind of funny how people still remember, you know what I'm saying, I still know, you know, I do more than just this radio show, you know what I'm saying, those are the people that was with me before the radio show came. And I really was appreciative of that because they let me know, they were showing me, like, man, we still supporting you, bro, and we still holding you down, man, even though, you doing, you know, the music and you rapping, you know, it kind of took a back seat. And that's why I've been telling people, like, man, it didn't take a back seat for all the bad reasons. Honestly, it took a back seat for all the good reasons, man, because not only, you know what I'm saying, me just doing this show, but honestly, man, I just did all this to show my city how you supposed to support your people, man. It's not always about you at the end of the day. I always tell people it's never about me. It's always about that next person or that person that's trying to do their thing. Or it's not even about, you know what I'm saying, the music game. I'm like talking about in life. You know what I'm saying? You can't be a selfish person going around trying to make sure you get yours and everybody else just stuck doing what they're doing. It's like, yes, you can still get yours and you can still help other people out, man. It's like, you ain't gotta, you know what I'm saying? I tell everybody this, you ain't gotta be balling, making $5,000 a week to, you know, support somebody or support something. It's like, man, more than 9 times out of 10, man, it's just, you know what I'm saying, you like doing whatever it is that's just showing up to an event somebody asks you to show up to, or it's like even with little kids, they ask you to do something for them and, you know their situation. It's like, man, it feels good to do something for somebody else other than yourself. So I was just trying to let them cats know, like, man, honestly, you know, me doing the radio show and running the label, like, that's cool, that's what's up. But at the end of the day, I just want people to know that it's never about me, man.
No, it just ain't about you.
It's about these artists and these people that's doing what they're doing. It's like, yes, of course, you know, I always mention myself on the track or make sure people know, yeah, I did that. But at the end of the day, man, you know, I support these artists out here that's grinding. You know what I'm saying? I don't go home and my Facebook or whatever account you got and try to make your head like it's long. Try to make, you know what I'm saying, yourself look more than what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
I'm just trying to, like I said, honestly, it's like I think that was a blessing in disguise for me. As an artist, because it really helped me sit back and look, and it's like, man, if I'm trying to, you know, the type of style that I do, it's like if I want to perfect it, I do have to sit down and really look at what I'm doing and try to figure out what type, you know what I'm saying, I know what type of rapper, whatever I want to do and want to be, but at the same time, I see that it's like you won't go nowhere if everybody just I ain't supporting them, I'm about me. It's about my team, man. Support us. Don't support them or vice versa. Or, you know what, we doing us over here, man, whatever what they doing. It's like at the end of the day, man, I always come back to my city supporting itself. And I don't understand why these artists don't realize that until that happened, man, we always going to be looked at as the hater city. And I know a lot of people tired of hearing that or don't like that, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's the truth. Yeah. You gotta support your own. It's like black community. We got to support our own. It's like for example, I went up in the Sharps on 111 in Houston, I think. And I'm ordering food, you know, some jumbo wings, shrimp. That's about $20. And I asked for a plate dinner. And he said, this one is two for $6.99. The other one is four pieces for $9.99 or something, right? So I say, hey, can I get a tray on the side? He said, that's going to be $2 for the tray on the side. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
For a tray. You hear me? A tray. You know what a tray is?
Yeah.
One of them, what you put the food in? $2 for that? Nigga, I walked out. And that's what I mean. We don't support our own. I don't deal with the Arabs if I don't want to. I really don't. And I'm being honest with you. Yeah. I really don't deal with them because I feel like they don't have the best interest in our community. Then they ain't putting the money back in our community. Then they want to hijack prices. How much? I asked them, how much is a can of Crush Pop? $1.10 plus tax. What? For a 12-ounce can? Are y'all tripping or am I tripping? What's your thought on that one? Dang, the Crush Pop?
My thing is, the whole thing is about supporting your own, man, because a lot of times, like I said, I hear in the other areas, they just be on it. It's a question. There ain't no question. Chicago, we talking about that. It's like, man, okay, are he going to whatever? Or he doing this, that, whatever. It's like, man, that's why I stopped going up like this. So, you know.
Everybody with the money eating good. It's hard as that's supposedly got on with these major labels, and they ain't giving back to the people. I don't do music no more, but they pull in who they want to pull in, and these niggas ain't even eating good anyway. I mean, yo, I don't even throw no names out, but I'm just saying there's people out here that's doing music that supposedly got major deals with, you know what I mean? They got artists and all that, but they ain't sharing with the people.
Mm-mm.
And that's the honest to God, people, they ain't sharing with the people, which is a shame. Yeah. And sharing with the people, ain't coming back here like, here, I'm on. Let me help y'all get on and sit up something. Yeah. But luckily, I don't do music. And if I did, I'm smart enough to find my own way.
Right.
Huh?
I said right.
I feed my own self. I don't need nothing to feed me. I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I become a man one day. Huh?
I feel you.
Yeah. Then you ain't gotta worry about nobody putting money in your, put food in your mouth. I put my own food in my mouth. And that's the honest to God truth. Yeah.
I feel you on that one. But like I said, man, stay, just don't know what keep a lot. I'm gonna go ahead and get some more music. Like I said, I got to do what I got to do. Y'all already know how I do it.
Let's do it. Rock with it.
Yeah. Like I said, y'all already know how I get down, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio. Y'all already know what we do, man. Like I said, I support my city. Y'all know I support my city. So we'll keep this rolling, man. We'll keep doing what I do. And get back to some of this music that we all appreciate and love. So y'all stay tuned, man. I got some hits for y'all, all right? Let's go.
F.O.E. Randall.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the money. Nigga, I was hustling on the block. Pack, got them all. Don't play me never soft. Nigga, what else? I was out here on the grind. Money on my mind. Why niggas wasted time? Nigga, what else? I done bumped a nigga broad. Showed her how to ball. And he ain't learned at all. Nigga, what else? So much fuckers when I see him. Deuces to the BM. Then my team grasping all.
Oh,
no,
nigga, on exit. No, I fuck, then I exit hoes. Y'all chase periods. Me, I chase decimals. Fat St. Jeff for show. Nigga, I'm the next to blow. He ain't hold it when he had it. Fuck it, then I am the GOAT. This just sex, get in tune. Sheets, I'll cuddle, give me room. Know how to treat a bag of fuck.
I stroke, she'll never leave. I can change her life. She can get the best of me. Pussy is the recipe. But I'm no West Haven. I'm more West Craven. Wouldn't save a minute.
I'm a cousin on the block. Pass that on all. So play me never so. Nigga, whatever. I was out here on the grind. Money on my mind. Why niggas wasted time? Nigga, whatever. I done fucked a nigga broad. Showed her how to ball. And he ain't learned at all. Nigga, whatever. So it's fucking when I see him. Deuces to the BM. Then my chin grasped and all. Ain't no need for the Shelly. She ready in the car. It's my third date with her and already a menage. As I stick shift the clutch, let her hear that motor open. I'm laughing, that's the same bitch Sam and Kevo motorboated. I feel for the nigga that'll put a ring on her. She a super stupid, sucky, fucking clean head hunter. And that's where we differ. I don't like to give her more than what she asking for. Ring me in the good service. It's Henny when she with Nitty, depending on her prefer. Cause when she with Brock, you know his party just a little early. Steve a bottle popper, into the night it's just a get served. Rocker probably pop after that Howard, then it's the curve. That's what she deserves. We call her the mixer. She calls him the mister. He calls her the miss in. See, I notice the difference. He give her the kiss in. I give her the diss in. But I won't give her no hope. I'm a hustler on the block. Pack that on all. So play me never so. Nigga, whatever. I was out here on the grind. Money on my mind. Why niggas wasted time? Nigga, whatever. I done fucked a nigga broad. Showed her how to ball. And he ain't learned at all. Nigga, whatever. So it's fucking when I see him. Deuces to the BM. Then my team grasping all.
Bring a friend to, by the pop and matter. They say I'm cocky and I'm arrogant. Tell them I don't give a fuck, but
No, if I said it, then yes sir, I mean it. And I'ma keep going, cause there is no finish. If you do not like it, then you should not listen. I see you recording, I wish you could witness. I tell all them bitches to stay in my pocket. You talk about money, I'm all about profit. And I'm an adult, so you shouldn't try to knock it. They gave me the keys to the game when I locked it. My life is a movie and they love to watch it. Career steady blasting off, call it a rocket. I only see green, so you know I'm not stopping it. Being number one is the only real option. They ask, what have I learned since getting better? Learn niggas is dick riders, bitches do anything you tell them. And anything I say, they listen. It makes sense of it, even if they don't get it. That's real shit. My life's great. What about yours? Sunny over here. They keep saying when it rains, it pours. Interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my Impala, confusing me with questions like, are you drunk right now? Did you fuck that bitch? Do you really get money? Are you single? I heard all them hoes came in with you. You wrote that? They say niggas be writing for you. And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, yes. Damn right, all right. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, damn right, all right.
Look, they say I'm arrogant and I'm cocky. And I just laugh and tell them it's not that I'm needy, you just gotta listen. I play my position and know that I'm gifted. Make humble decisions, but don't get it twisted. From start to the finish, I'm all about business. Schooling these boys, they should pay tuition. They stealing my style, but don't got permission. I find it suspicious that niggas exist. And it wasn't for me, they wouldn't know you existed. You can't take the heat and get out the kitchen. And I'm on a mission, they thinking about bitches. I'm thinking about riches, stacked up to the ceiling. Ironically pitching the ball like a piston.
Hey, damn,
I took some time off, but now I'm still a factor.
Okay.
I'm back spazzing, no need to call a chiropractor. I'm one of the best, got that elite flow.
Elite
you got
flow.
That only listen, cause they like the beat
and
flow. And cocky does as cocky is. I'm in my zone, not even birth control can stop the kid. And these interviews be like confessions. Get the fuck up out my face, asking me a bunch of questions like, why you still not signed? When we gon' do a song? Is Sinatra your real name? You single? I heard that you a slut, is it true? What's up with game sets? You think them niggas you with is with you? And I say hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, damn right, alright. I say hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright, alright.
And we say hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, damn right, all right. And we say hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, damn right, all right.
Compliments your frame. I'll be planning big trips, runway landings, and partying in Miami. This is the life I chose, and girl, you choose to stay. I'll understand if you fall back, Jordan, fade away. And you won't fade away, I'll always have your spirit with me. Even when them girls want a Minaj and I ain't talking Nicki, I just want a quickie. Miguel made it open. To you, I be your motivation, Miss Kelly Rowland. Need you for holding, not for someone I don't know. Cause when you show them hoes affection, then they blow up your phone. This game heavy, ugly like Betty. And if you ain't ready, then we ain't going steady. Can. So,
hustle up. Now I'm in the Escalade. Chickens roll their eyes as I'm putting on my sun and shade. That's your kryptonite as I'm blocking out your sun rays. I give you some advice. But don't you get from hate or rape. Talking to the doctor, they'll be making choke up. Talking out your neck, bruh. What the fuck you say, huh? Hit you with some death shit. 10 feet under restless. Velvet broke the bestest, aka the feminist. Stickin' and hit the real bitch. Inglewood on a nap, turn him out, knock him out. Feel a straight goon, even when I left this out. Cause I'm mad at where you go, we'll still run in my shots. These y'all look with the left, right. Blinkin' so stupid, so quick, man, you miss it. The burning ass bitches, I thought you knew. Don't fuck with that roof, it's velvet rose. Oh, let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it then. Fuck it. Yep. To my Inglewood niggas.
Yep.
See, that's crazy. So,
what up?
These niggas hate on Breeze.
Damn.
But I don't really give a fuck.
Hold on.
Chiefin' on McGreen in this blunt is really suck. Smoking all the fuck I want.
Yep.
Drinking all the fuck I want.
Yep.
If that chick will suck my dick, I ain't gonna fuck it. Yeah, I am so bold up. I guess how you so what? I'ma dump so more blunt, been going sip for more cups. Sticky Breeze and Velvet Rose. H-I-double-L never hold. I slap bitches and she never goes. If you niggas won't show, throw all them up like general. You'll find me on Poppins up. Put that loud cushion in the air. Sticky Boots Brown, like a bell. Sip it on Goose, flavor bell. Hoes on my dock and dirty bitch to sell. Fucking your bitch on the wall of chair. Hit it in the back in the front of hell. My bitch fine and your bitch fucking. When I bust, I bet you duckin'. Got a chick for the whole thing. And I bet that bitch don't be fucking. Like the football team, these beasts, I be fucking
touchdown,
bitch. You say let's do it, then I say motherfucker, it is nothing. Now let's do it.
Inglewood, nigga. That be straight.
Breeze.
This guy really love crazy, you know what I mean?
Love is rose.
I'm gonna put you in the tree, love is rose, nigga. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Without a doubt, I'm the nigga they talk about. Still hustling the drought, hit the club and I walk it out. Ain't nothing to talk about, either busted or no discussion. I'm a linebacker rushing, handing out more concussions. Fit the Remy drove cushion, I'm mixing, we get lifted. You know the flow is gifting, the swagger is so terrific. I do me, no specifics, continue to keep it dipping. Hella plans to get riches. You get your itches, fucking with this militia. Niggas soft as damn tissue, fighting over tramp bitches. Get your dishes, this is food for dough. Any fool to get bought up, he don't know to be a boss and take a loss. Don't take this off, I put her on, she take it off. Fix her up and break it off, put her on until she get off. Hey, don't take this off, I put her on, she take it off. Fix her up and break it off, get her on until she get off. Hey, I'm super cool, but the flow a bit chilly. All around the hood, hoes call me Big Willie. Get silly, blowing purple out the Philly. Man, I'm worth about a milli. Really? Really? I'm super cool, but the flow a bit chilly. All around the hood, hoes call me Big Willie. Get silly, blowing purple out the Philly. Man, I'm worth about a milli. Really? Really? Hey, I'm so swagged out when I'm pulling that jack out. This shit I never brag about, but I'm so double bagged out, I can't help it. And nigga, I ain't selfish. I just pull up on the corner, make it rain on the helpless. You never felt this, the feeling is so amazing. Maxing on Sir Mac, we kicking it with amazing. They keep us wasted, even on a Sunday. We like to say salute when we shoot, say holla Kung Pei. And one day I'ma run it just like the Rock. Niggas spend a couple hundred, swear that they got their guap. Better stop like the Spandu, cause them killers are bad. You playing every round, you duck, I need to remind you. You see me riding through clear, I'm out here. My name stamped in this cap, no need to be bounced here. You talking shit, you get more than the out here. Spit around, sit you down like there was a couch there, yeah. I'm super cool, but the flow a bit chilly. All around the hood, hoes call me Big Willie. Get silly, blowing purple about the Philly. Man, I'm rough about a milli. Really, really. I'm super cool, but the flow a bit chilly. All around the hood, hoes call me Big Willie. Get silly, blowing purple about the Philly. Man, I'm rough about a milli. Really, really. This is what I do. Yeah, I be on it, cuz. Picture of the beast, value three. About the buzz, like the bees. The rap game on the seas. Soon as I hold a mic, yeah, I'm known to fight, but keep it pippin' like Dolomite. Yeah, show you right, I'm finna bring it back. Hit the club and bring a stack, hop a ballin' and make it crack. Shit, I make it back, so I'm finna blow it all. You ain't ballin', they ain't callin', new bitches won't go at all. We at the mall, said he's swaggin' out with food court. Cuz I play the game, my nigga, like it's a cool sport. We in the port of Miami, doing the wedding in the hotel, full of those nails at granddaddy. Your man ready, said about to go abandoned, about to throw his hand, if he about to blow. Your man ready, said about to go abandoned, about to throw his hand, if we about to blow, nigga. I'm super cool, but the flow a bit chilly. All around the hood, hoes call me Big Willie. Get silly, blowing purple about the Philly, man, I'm worth about a milli. Really, really. I'm super cool, but the flow a bit chilly. All around the hood, hoes call me Big Willie. Get silly, blowin' purple about the Philly. Man, I'm worth about a milli. Really, really. I'm super cool, but the flow a bit chilly. All around the hood, hoes call me Big Willie. Get silly, blowin' purple about the Philly. Man, I'm worth about a milli. Really, really. I'm super cool, but the flow a bit chilly. All around the hood, hoes call me Big Willie. Get silly, blowin' purple out the Philly. Man, I'm worth about a milli. Really, really.
Some Duchess, blowing on some Shiva, riding like a cutlass, chilling with this diva. That's your bitch, I done must have called amnesia. Cause right about now, she don't really think she needs ya. Shaking like a seizure, playing with a cookie like a Keebler. When we slow down, asthmatic, need a breather. Believer, know to cut it out like a cleaver. Lumberjack man, got the wood for your beaver. Deeper, deeper, what she say? Deeper, has a nurse in charge, shot and file her off the Caesars. Jesus. Dome like a Caesar. Why she got swiped like a visa? We high like a fever. Off that cannabis sativa. Reefer. Body out this world. Shawty banging like a speaker. We can stay home, girl. Make a full feature. It is what you like. We can stay for the night. Come on.
So many. why, shawty, cause you with it. Pussy drive this car, I ain't scared to admit it. Is it me? No, it must be you and me and what you do to me that makes me do for you profusely. Truth be told, you be doing what these groupies do, which is cool, but surprising you do what groupies don't, which is exercising my mind to stimulate in conversation each and every time. No exaggerating, make up your mind, or should we play it by ear, hop in the spaceship and fly. Pull a clock out my wallet and spend time, since time is money, then hop up on the pole, baby, and shake with your mama then. Hey, you know I'm crazy, saying anything to make your lips bend. But listen, I'm all in, hit my chips in. But how the cards play out, like how the stars lay out, it's all meant, need I mention, it's up to you.
Super villains don't affiliate with X-Men. Just know, if my homie don't get married round here today, baby girl, I'm still the best man. And your presence is a blessing, and I love your brown skin complexion, and I love how you looking at me with them gorgeous eyes when I got your attention, and you got mine. We be in it so deep, I run stop signs, driving like I do not drive. But it don't matter, cause I'm trying to stop time and keep what we got prime. We can sleep or you down to ride. That's why I keep you by my side, cause you down for mine. And you know I'm down for yours, even if you ain't have a cause. Still give you what you want, like Santa Claus.
Same shit, lesbian. I swear I love my girl, she's a lesbian. She go and get them bad bitches. Let me go to bed with them and please don't off. I beat it up, doze off. Red nails, red lipstick. Hey, I'm on that oil, dipstick. Girlfriend with us, so oh yeah, we share her.
Right.
And you know I love the way she raxy era. Hey, I'm versatile. Don't question him.
Nah.
You pussies do the same shit. Lesbian. I swear I love my girl. She's a lesbian. She go and get some bad bitches. Let me go to bed with them. And please don't ask, no, please don't ask. Cause no, I am not sharing them. We go around in circles with each other. Call us Ferris wheel.
Yeah, it's your boy, Mr. AK. Y'all already know what it is, man. Like I said, definitely still here doing my thing, man. I appreciate everybody, man. Y'all, like I said, man, y'all already know what we do, man. Y'all already know what I have fun doing, man. It's like best part of my day all the time. You know what I'm saying? We always come down the fort. You know what I'm saying? We always do what we do. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely doing my job, man. You know what I'm saying? So. Like I said, man, I'm definitely working, man. And like I said, I appreciate everybody that tunes into my show every night. A lot of times, I know my show comes on late, man, so you already know. I know the routine. Everybody likes to do what they can, man. And like I said, especially, man, I've been, you know, doing a lot of good work. And like I said, this segment that I do, man, is what I'm tripping on. I'm saying me and my co-host trying to learn. I appreciate her, man, because she don't have to call in all the time or whatever she do, man, but I appreciate her calling in and supporting me, you know what I'm saying, even being up to doing this, you know what I'm saying, segment with me every time she able to do it, man. A lot of times, a lot of people do stuff, you know what I'm saying? I need them to do stuff or do stuff for me that I do appreciate, man. I do want to tell them people I do appreciate them, man, because a lot of times, man, they don't appreciate, people, you don't tell nobody you appreciate what they doing, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times, people be, you know.
Biggie, can't he see? Sometimes it's worse
to hypnotize. You just love to catch people in the middle of stuff.
Oh, my fault. Listen to Biggie.
That's the whole point of me clicking on you, so I see if I catch you doing something silly. And I won. So, hey.
Hey.
That's what it is. But like I said, man, I'm just you know, I like most of the time, man, I don't really like to do my segment because I feel like I'm taking away from the artist. And I did, you know, put that out as a questionnaire about my segment. And a lot of people was like, they like it because it's, you know, a lot, you know, every time, you know, people do be like, okay, yeah, we want to hear the music, we want to hear the music. But people, like, for some odd reason, love the topics that I give out because they feel that these are real topics. Like, these are real life topics. And like I said, half the time, I don't come up with these topics. Half the time, Lauren, you know, she'll text me throughout the day and days of my show, and she'd be like, I got a topic for you. And 9 times out of 10, I'm like, okay, let's go. That's what we're running with. Other times, oh, I got to put this announcement out there. I am getting ready to make these shirts, right? And I'm getting ready to make these shirts for my radio show. And I'm getting ready to start passing some of them out, man. Just a couple of my friends that want to support my show. And they said, like, they really been knowing it. Like, man, where's my shirt? Where's my shirt? And like I told them, I'm in the process of getting a big order done. Because what I'll be doing, I will be like, whoever comes up with a great topic or the best topic, I will be sending y'all a shirt, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I'm just trying to give something back to my fans who support me, all my guys that support me, man. I'm just, you know, trying to do something for y'all, you know, a little something to let y'all know I appreciate y'all, man. And you know, let people know, you know what I'm saying, what you're tuning into, what you've been listening to, you know, what type of music that you get played on your show, man, because, you know, Like I tell y'all, man, it's y'all show, man. I just play the music, you know what I'm saying? That's all I do is I play the music. Y'all, you know, y'all control my airways, really. I promise you y'all do. I just hit the button. You know what I'm saying? Just y'all keep me irrelevant with what's going on. Like I said, my girl, Lauren, she always come with me with these topics that actually really makes me think. You know what I'm saying? Last time, you know, some of the topics I do be giving y'all be some stuff I go through or some stuff that I just be wanting to get people's opinion on because they be saying it be too random or be silly, but I feel like it's not because there's never nothing. Somebody always told me there's never a dumb question. But sometimes I do feel like I got a dumb question sometimes, especially when you know the answer to it. A dumb question. But other times, you know, they're not no dumb question. It just depends on what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, you know. You see that? Somebody trying to play sexy music in the middle of my show. Like I said, I don't know where that's coming from, but hey, what it is, Kibba. You know? Like I said, man, I got a lot of stuff coming up, and it's not even right to tell y'all what's coming up. You know, I like fans relevant on what I got going on. And I do appreciate everything that, you know, they do. And all the, you know, stuff that I got going on. I mean, you know, it's a lot, but I have fun doing it. You know what I'm saying? So if I get to cut one or two more tracks and then, you know, it's about that time for me to wrap it up.
Name another nigga that can get it for my ticket. Walking down the street worth more than 100 chickens. Had to quit the flipping cause some niggas started licking. Caught myself a case, I licked the block up like it's Christmas. Reaching off the geeking, ain't no sense of speaking. Step off in the club, there nigga girl peeking. Inky fade popping, there nigga girl leaking. The way she bounced that ass, I can tell the girl freaking. Step off in the club, straight smelling like a stonky. Two turns over. So I'm about to act a don't count. Came with the team, if somebody wanna know. And they shouted trying to roll, then it's 2 weeks to go. Up and down, whoop down, bounce that ass up and down. Up and down, whoop down, bounce that ass up and down. Up and down, came with the team, if somebody wanna know. And they shouted trying to roll, then it's 2 weeks to go. Up and down, fun and games when I step off in the club. It's all the egg is scary in the city, fly to do. Big dog status like that. Where we don't hold up, follow like damn. Where we don't up into the edge, shit. You can call us gone. Thought it say she down, but I don't see nothing shown. Take your panties off and let me see where you're thong. Take your panties off and let me see where you're thong. Step off in the club, straight smelling like a skunk. Two turns through, so I'm about to act a don't count. Came with the team, if somebody wanna know. And they shouted trying to roll, then it's 2 weeks to go. Up and down, whoop down, bounce that ass up and down. Up and down, whoop down, bounce that ass up and down. Up and down, with the team, if somebody wanna know. And it's out of trauma, bro, then it's 2 ways to go. Up and down, show me what you're working for. Show me what you're working for. I know I'm smelling loud, but that's exactly what I'm perfect for. Loud, I ain't jerking, no, that's what the muscles for. Savage boy, hit the flex, and then I'm out the door. Bounce that ass down, bring that ass through. If you do it one more time, then I'm time for. Bounce that ass down, bring that ass through. If you do it one more time, then I'm time for. Step up in the club, straight smelling like a skunk. Two turns through, so I'm about to act a don't count. Came with the team, if somebody wanna know. And they shouted trying to roll, then it's 2 weeks to go. Up and down, whoop down, bounce that ass up and down. Up and down, whoop down, bounce that ass up and down. Up and down, came with the team, if somebody wanna know. And they shouted trying to roll, then it's 2 weeks to go. Up and down.
Turn me up.
AK boy, y'all already know what it is, man. Y'all listening. OG Radio, man, y'all already know what we do, man. We have fun doing what we do, man. Find out with the great music from all these great rappers that artists that y'all should and we'll be getting to know as y'all keep tuning into my radio show, man. So like I said, man, just keep it locked, man. We doing what we supposed to do, man. I'm doing what I supposed to do. So appreciate everybody, man, that tuned in to the show, man. Like I said, shout out to my boy Mello the Gutter, man. Shout out to my boy Sinatra. Shout out to my boy Jay Carter, my boy Jermaine, Maintain Entertainment. Y'all already know what it is. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to my team, OGNT. Shout out to my sister, Tania. I ain't talked to her in a couple of days. I had to just bother her, you know, like I normally do. Shout out to everybody, man. Whole Chicago, man, stand up. Shout out to my man, Baby J, representing Florida. Shout out to Team Prolific, repping Florida. Earth Crew, repping Cali. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is. Shout out to JS, the best, Julian Ivy, representing DMV. You know what I'm saying? So, appreciate y'all, man. Like I said, Thursday, y'all know where I'm going to be at. Platinum 144 Club, Riverdale. OG Radio will be live doing what we do. April 1st, I will be hosting an event at Club Karma. More info coming soon. Definitely check that out. Oh, yeah, definitely check out. I will be having my shirts posted in the next couple days. Listen to OG Radio show. I will be coming very, very soon. Y'all, man, definitely forget these. Did it right. Doing right. And, like I said, man, shout out to my boy Tez, man. Tez, you know what it's good, man. And seeing y'all already know what it is. I ain't talking to you, dude. Just hit me up. Like I said, appreciate it, man. Holding me down, man. That's family, man. So you already know it. Just shout out to everybody doing their thing, man. Really supporting my whole movement. Because, like I said, I'm grand artists. You know, to get you to play, so I'm just giving y'all something, an easier outlet for y'all music, you know, how to network. Well, I appreciate y'all, man. And if y'all outside tonight, man, y'all be safe, man. Y'all be easy, man, because you already know how people get. Shout out to everybody that was at Adriano's last night. My boy Tony held me down last night. Everybody that was in the bin. My boy Great Lakes, man. What's good, boy? Every time I run into you, man, it's all love, man. You already know what it is, man. You still remember the open mics at the Lick, man. I remember them days, boy. But that's what it is. I'm finna get out of here, man. Hopefully get some rest, but you know what it is. Like I said, at the end of all my shows, man, do what you love. I love what you do, man. The rest will take care of itself. I'm your boy, Mr. AK, man. Y'all know what it is, man. OG Radio, OGNT, that's the team. That's the label. That's the family. So I get it, y'all, man. Y'all be safe. Y'all be easy. Y'all enjoy y'all weekend. Y'all holler back at me on Monday, man. Let's go.